But I think when somebody passes away that certainly you know pretty well and you're very fond of, the words come easy. And certainly somebody who said a bit about the late, great Tim Fischer is our next guest, Senator Arthur Sinodinos, who's on the line. Good morning, Arthur.
Hey, Richard. Good to be with you.
Condolences, Arthur. I know you and Tim were close friends. First up, how are you? And do you know how his family is coping at the moment?
I'm okay. Every day you wake up is a good day. I haven't spoken to the family since the announcement, and I'll speak to Judy in due course. I had actually seen Tim a few months ago after I started going back to work after treatment. He came to see me, and he said at that stage he'd been a bit sick again. But, you know, Tim, he was always, even when he was sick, he was always running around, two-minute Tim, always doing things. The bloke just had a passion for life and doing things, and when he wanted to do something, he really threw himself into it. Like with trains, he loved trains so much. I mean, he could quote to you the schedule of any train in any part of the country, you know, and I've been telling people I think we should name the Inland Rail after him, just as a memorial to this bloke. But, yeah. I mean, fantastic person and someone who, you know, loved his country more than he loved the parliament or the party or anything. The country, his country, this country, Australia, came first.
When did you first encounter Tim Fischer, Arthur?
Oh, I would have encountered him in a major way, probably in the mid-90s, after I came back to work for John Howard in 1995. And he'd become leader of the National Party. And, yeah, to some extent, he was a surprise when he became leader. He sort of wasn't seen as a leadership contender when he first went into politics because he was a bit of a quirky sort of individualist. But, you know, he brought the National Party together and he could talk to people in the bush. He could talk to anybody.
Arthur, do you think perhaps his greatest legacy will be his part in gun control after Port Arthur? I know, you know, some horrible things were done and said about Tim when he stood firm on gun control.
Well, the thing about Tim is once he believed something had to be done, he just got on and did it. And you know, John Howard himself has said publicly that, you know, no one has shown more guts on gun control than Tim Fischer. And the guts was saying to people in the bush, look, I know you're not criminals, you haven't done anything wrong, but we have got to have a policy for the whole country. We've all got to be part of this. And, you know, he became a passionate exponent of gun control, and every time something happened in the US, he was always one of the people out there saying the Americans should, if possible, take a leaf out of our book. And, you know, every country is different, but, you know, he was so passionate. He really cared. So, that, you know, it's true to say there are lives that have been saved in this country because people like Tim Fischer stood up and said, we've got to do the right thing, no matter the cost to us personally.
He passed away as a result of acute leukemia, which I gather he had been treated for quite some time, Arthur. But what I didn't realise, he's put that down to his time serving with Australian troops in Vietnam and his contact with Agent Orange. Did he speak to you about that at all?
He didn't. When we spoke about these things, he didn't really dwell on the origins. He didn't mention Agent Orange, but I know publicly, having reflected on it, he thinks or thought that his immunity had been compromised and that made him more susceptible to some of these diseases. And you know, again, this is a guy who, you know, in an ironic way, who volunteered for Vietnam, don't forget.
Yes.
Wasn't a conscript,
yes.
He volunteered for Vietnam. And, you know, in a funny way, if it's a case that his immunity was compromised, he sort of died for his country. And in a sense, that's Tim Fischer.
Yes.
Well, hopefully. Are you serious about naming the Inland Rail after him, the Fisher
Line?
Well,
look, I raised this last night. I was on a program and I mentioned that. And I'll follow that up with Michael McCormack, the Deputy PM, and others, because whether it's that or something else, we need a legacy. And, you know, railways were a particular passion of his. And, you know, in the modern age, the thing is, railways have come back into fashion for a number of reasons, including because of their impact in reducing greenhouse gas emissions. So, yeah, the bloke was always on the money. It was incredible.
Yes, yeah, a remarkable man. And as you said, a very quirky man, very, very different. When, just back to you, Arthur, when are you heading off to the United States?
Well, all things going well, that would be early next year.
Right.
So I'm around for a while yet, comrades.
Well, come and visit us up in Newcastle when you come home.
Oh, thanks very much. I'd love to do that.
And thank you very much for having a chat with us this morning about somebody we know, was ED, a friend of yours. Thanks much, Lee Arthur. Have a good weekend too.
Thanks, both of you. Thank you.
Senator Arthur Synodinos on the subject of a good friend of his, the late Tim Fisher.